Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly of Mozzie's Morsels, coming to you most every other Tuesday, for the most part, from 7 to 8. And as always, I'm bringing in musical morsels. Today I'm here with a special guest, Theo, bringing you his tasty tracks combined with my really low BPM indie and dad rock selections. So there's a lot to be excited for. There really is. But right now I can kind of see him begging to be let in by the glass door. So without further ado, after you've just listened to Time, You and I Bickering Bin off of their album Mordechai, this is like a classic summer banger. You cannot go wrong with Time, You and I. It's true. Good for camping. Good for like sitting in the park. Good for catching a vibe. And you also can't go wrong with Pitch the Baby by Cocktail Twins. I feel like I don't play as much Cocktail Twins on this show as I would like to, because I'm constantly like, I can't play that, I play too, but then I end up not playing any at all. So like I've just decided, like when I was making this mix, I was like, well, I should just get what I want. I should just do what I want. Pitch the Baby by Cocktail Twins off of Heaven or Las Vegas. You're going to be obsessed if you're not already. Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Molly Ann for Mozzie's Morsels, and I am here with the previously aforementioned. I think that's redundant. Previously aforementioned, does that kind of cancel?
Yeah, I guess it's the aforementioned kind of the same Theo, thing twice.
The previously mentioned Theo. He's here now. Can you hear him? Say what's up.
Hi.
What was your favorite part of your day? In three words.
Watching my clothes dry in the sun. That's more than three words, but
that's awesome. That's my mom. Like, my mom brought me up to love to watch clothes dry in the sun. My favorite part of my day was going to Burnaby to get a top surgery consult. Y'all at home can stay mad if you're in the wait list. I don't want you guys to be mad. I want you guys to all get top surgery. And other than that, what are we doing today? This is a mothy Mozzie's Morsels. I'm going to be talking about moths. I've had some moth issues lately. I've had some moth interactions. Overall, there's been like a lot of unwanted bug experiences in my life. This is normally how bug experiences go for me, but there's been a lot more than usual. There's been carpet moths, if I'm going to be straight up. There's been wool eating carpet moths. Now, I don't know why, like, landlords or anyone really is putting in like a wool carpet into a basement in the city of Vancouver. Can you think of why?
No.
Other than like the natural material of it all.
Yeah, I guess it could be because they wanted it to be natural.
My introduction for you was going to be the connoisseur of, like, what did I put here? I wrote something like funny and witty. Natural fibers connoisseur was going to be your like tagline.
It's true.
Tracks by Theo, natural fibers connoisseur.
It's a nice idea, but not wall to wall.
No, not wall to wall in like quite a large house. I've gone through a lot. I see them in my sleep, but we've got to play some music before we get to all that. So far, you've heard some Krangbin, some Cocteau Twins. I'm going to throw on some Mac DeMarco just because I can. And then we're going to get to some tracks by Theo. We're going to talk a little bit more about moth. I'm going to wish there was a blind in the studio because the sun is in my eyes. And we're going to take it from there. Here's Nobody by Mac DeMarco off of Here Comes the Cowboy. Kind of an underrated album. A wacky one as well. It's got a fun cover. On CITR 101.9 FM.
No. nobody. There's no second chance, no third degree. There's no turning back to nobody. There's no second chance, no third degree.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we have a caller. We have a caller. It's true. I can't believe so soon on. And I have a feeling I know who it is. Oh, we've dropped him. Swizz, come back. I wasn't quick enough. Well, I guess we can play a track, Theo. What track do you want to play?
Goodbye Horses by Garvey. From Silence of the Lambs, a very mothy movie.
Yeah, what's your, before we kind of like play this requested track, do you have a moth story? I've heard you have a moth story.
Yeah, so one time I went to avant-garde ballet that was moth-themed.
Holy shit.
It was called Transverse Orientation. So, no, they didn't have wings. The craziest part about it was not even really related to the mothness of it all, but there was a part where the soundtrack, there was no music, but all of the dancers started eating apples really close to microphones, and then it was getting...
There was no music?
Not at this part. And then it was getting looped over and over. And then that became the music. And then they started dancing to it. And that was really crazy.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. In kind of like a stressed way.
Mm.
Yeah. There were other things contributing to the stress for sure.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I would say that like my moth story to share is, first of all, thank you, Theo. And second of all, my moth story to share is, it's like a Saturday and I'm anticipating that I'm going to enjoy my Saturday. And then my lovely girlfriend comes up from the basement of our house and says, I don't know if I should tell you this or not. And I'm instantly like, my attention has been grabbed and I need to know. And as it turns out, like underneath this wool rug that she was about to like green machine, you know, those like carpet vacuums.
Yeah.
They're really satisfying. They're lovely. She was about to have a good time with that, but there was actually moths in the carpet, under her bed, under the bookcase. Larva, eggs, you know? And I was like, well, thank God I vacuum like genuinely every single fucking day. Like, thank God. I also recently got a Dyson off of Facebook Marketplace, you guys. I think I talked about this last time. I did, because it was the day I got the Dyson, the last time I was on air. It was a huge day. Well, in the past month, things have gone awry. Yeah, so Diatomaceous Earth, call in if you know what that's all about. More on that later. And also, man, carpet moths, really? That like, what you don't understand is they lay eggs. The eggs look like little bits of sand, Theo. Okay, so you like, picture this. You lift your bed and it looks like the carpet's been chewed up. And then there's also like sand, okay. Little bits
what
of sand
color
that
of
are...
Sand?
Like, I don't know, like, it looks like the color of this, like, this nice wood. A light wood
kind of
color.
A light beige.
A light beige color of sand, and it's in, like, little pockets where the eight carpet is. And then sometimes, like, I began to look hard enough after, like, I was just thinking about it all the time, and I had to know more, and I was checking every crevice of this, like, large basement, all the carpet, yeah. And eventually I found the larva that Harper was speaking of. I myself saw the larva. These are like little...
Do you know if it must be the larva that eats the carpet?
That is going to be the situation,
not
yeah.
Not the moth, okay.
So, with that, how about we play... What track do you want me to play? I'm not finding it.
Oh, no.
Theo's going to do some work. Well, I ask everyone to call in to 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. I want to hear what you have to say about moths. I want to hear a song you want to play. Could be moth-related, could just be a vibe. It's up to you. All right, this is the track I had. I was right all along. That's kind of... Isn't that always how it goes? Guys, enjoy. Goodbye Horses by Lazarus? Crazy vibes.
Yes.
Recommendation from Theo on COTR 101.9 FM.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
What is this, Theo? What are we listening to right now?
This is Malaga Trance Hall by Ramsey off her album with Cocon.
What's the big deal with the Cocon?
It's the French word for cocoon.
Hell yeah. So when I said, Theo, I'm going to need your moth anecdotes and your moth-centric tunes, like, that's what I'm talking about. We got Cocon. And the album cover, which Theo's making me stream this off Bandcamp. Thank you, Theo, for supporting artist for real, but also a pain. Not to discourage streaming on Bandcamp, I feel like I'm spreading the wrong message here, but it's got a cool album cover is what I'm meaning to say. Enjoy. I'm gonna shut up now. CITR 101.9 FM. Caller, caller. Someone's calling. Yo. Biz? What is going on, girl? Hello? Who is this? This is Maryland. This ain't Quebec. Maryland?
Hello.
Hi. And who's this going to go ahead and be?
Hi, this is Sophia. I'm calling in from beautiful Vancouver, actually.
There's no way. Right down the street?
Yeah.
The fact that there's multiple Maryland divas that popped into my head, I was like, which Maryland queen is trying to grace me with her moth presence tonight?
It's me, Sophia. Just finished cleaning up from dinner for my beautiful family of eight.
Thank you. It was delicious.
I tuned in to find that there was a moth theme, and I don't know if you play it already or if you know of it, but my good friend Cranberry Virgin has a song called Moth that I think would really speak to you.
Thank you. Thank you for that local con can con recommendation. A friend of the show, even. You yourself,
yes,
my other
local
friend of the show. Do you have any moth anecdotes to kind of tell? Have you found any moths two floors up from Mothtopia?
By chance? I will say yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh.
Some moths were found in my darling girlfriend's bag of things, but
like
kind of nuked that. And
like what? Like our carpet moth divas? Are you for real?
They might be different.
Wait, like her things that were in the basement in Mothtopia?
Yeah.
I'm going to freak.
Yeah.
Wow. I've got to think on that.
Yeah. One was located... We nuked it pretty quick, and we got diatomaceous earth out the wazoo.
Shout out to diatomaceous.
Diatomaceous earth.
Theo, have you ever fucked with diatomaceous earth?
Yeah. Exactly. Do you know what it is? Do you know?
What, do I know? Come on, please. Did you hear that, Sophia? Do I know what diatomaceous earth is? That was fucking weird.
Like where it comes from.
Oh yeah, I do, because I live with Abby and Kaylee.
Wait,
oh, yes.
Actually,
diatoms.
Can you explain to us where it comes from?
Yeah, no, where does it come from? Anyone, you, Sophia or Theo, can chime in here.
It comes from diatoms.
Hell
little,
yeah.
The little silica skeletons that this one type of microorganism makes, and then it gets really sharp.
Yeah. Do you know what it does to bugs?
Yeah, it cuts them up. Makes them all...
It cuts them up.
All cut up.
It cuts them up.
Like on the inside or the outside?
It makes perforations in their exoskeleton.
Who's that? The studio is full suddenly. There's a lot of voices. There's a lot of people I know. Well, thank you, Sophia, it's for your true. Recommendation and for your anecdote, although I kind of wish I didn't know that. But it's better out than in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important to, you know, have an artistic outlet for this grief.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so. Well, I'll see you soon in my dreams and my nightmares about the moths and you. And you'll be hearing that track sometime soon as well.
Lit. We'll be tuned in.
Mwah. Bye, Sophia. Thanks for calling in, Diva. Bye. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I have my Swizbiz who's trying to ring our line again. Let's see if it works this time, you guys. Swizzy? Swizby?
Mozzie's morsels.
Yeah, hi, girl. And what is up tonight? How are you? How's your moths? Moths.
You know what? I think Mercury in retrograde was, like, affecting our phone tag just now.
Yeah? Is it doing that? Do you know about the tsunami? Actually, I think we should talk about the tsunami.
The tsunami warning.
The tsunami warning.
The earthquake.
Oh my
God. There's a tsunami warning for Theo's being like, you gotta slow your roll. Theo was getting concerned for listeners, viewers, those tuning in spiritually and otherwise. Yeah, there's a tsunami warning.
For Vancouver?
No, for the North Coast and Vancouver Island, the West Coast.
Heavens above.
Yeah.
So
don't tell me it's the big one.
No.
No, I don't think it's the quote-unquote
not
big
that
one.
Either. Well, I'm not qualified. I don't know about Theo's qualifications.
Well, it was closer to Russia, and yeah. The big one, I believe, would be closer to us.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
Speaking of big ones, any big moths in your life, big tracks, or big ideas?
Moths, no, but kittens. I just spent half an hour with Yasna's kittens.
Shut up.
Yeah. Recommend to anyone if you're having, like, actually any kind of day at all, it will be better with kittens in it.
I feel like I've had a lack of that recently, which is kind of... It's indicative of a larger truth, for sure.
In the underwear drawer, and then they were freaking over the catnip, and then they were, like, doing all this stuff all over. They were so cute.
Can you guys let me know, again, either of you chime in, what's the big deal with catnip?
It's, like, the drug for cats.
But what's in it? Is it safe?
It's definitely safe.
But, like, what is it?
It just makes them go a little crazy.
Because no one's been able to answer to me, like, what the attraction is and what the... Because I've seen cats just, like, lose it.
They do lose it. That's kind of what they do.
No answers. We know about diatoms, but we don't know about cats. Were you hearing about those diatoms, Swizz?
No, what's that?
The diatomaceous earth. Were you hearing about my moths? Moths?
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's what kills them. Which brings me back to my question, Swizz. What about the moths? Moths.
Well, I was visited by a butterfly twice yesterday.
Not quite, but close.
A light one. I'm giving you other animals in my life.
I need, and the thing is like I've had a lack of other animals and a lot of moths, which is why I'm coming on air tonight with a bit of an attitude.
Yeah.
And kind of a lot to say and no time to say it. So Swizz, you mean to tell me that you called in thrice with no moths to share?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm glad I could talk to you anyways.
I wanted to be on Mozzie's Morsels so badly, and I wanted to talk about all the other things that aren't moths.
And three words about your day, how it was. Was it the best? Give me three words. If you catch my drift.
Yeah. Sun. Slow. Set.
Fetch?
Set. Sunset.
Not getting that last one.
Sunset. Like a sunset.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Set. You know?
Sun, slow, set?
Also, okay. Here's something I'm reading. I'm reading a new book. It's called The Mountain and the Sea, and I recommend it for everybody because it's about the possible future of octopi having as developed language and communication as we do.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, and yeah, it's like basically something that would have happened now, but it's as if, like, you know, everyone's on that.
Are there moths in the book?
Again, it's an adjacent animal.
Swizz, I'm so sorry, but you failed my test. I've got to let you go.
Okay, I have to go eat my mac and cheese.
Enjoy, Swizzy. Thanks for calling in.
Have fun on Mozzie's Morsels. Bye-bye.
Bye, Diva. And with that, guys, with that, like, absolute lack of moth that my dear Swizzbiz of Hail Discordia kind of provided, I'm going to have to give you some Moth by Cranberry Virgin, recommended by the lovely Sophia, because otherwise it would be, like, I don't know, false advertising. For Theo to give so much moth and then, like, for me to not, it's just, it would be a lot on my conscience. Here is, speaking, one second before I go, I can't say moth.
It's tough to know if you're supposed to do it, like, halves or, like, is it supposed to become, like, a...
Yeah, like, moths.
Softer or harder? I don't know. Versus...
Call in if you know. That would be helpful. Moth by Cranberry Virgin, everyone, on CITR 101.9 FM.
A moth in the kitchen is dying in the light. In my heart. Gone, it don't mean
speak of this. Over and over the broken disc. I thought we already went over it. Outside the ball of Reagan and Gorbachev. But when do we get to the heart of it? Closer and closer like Icarus. When was the last time I saw you there? Out by the gardens of South Central Bucharest. The coronation went over without a hitch. Don't remember a quarter of October. You left something or wrote on the note. But my heart to me is no joke, you see. I know the mountains, the echo, the coral reefs. I know I told you I'd try and stay sober. You sort of laughed at the last word I spoke. But my heart to me is no joke, you see. I had a mouthful of juicy fruit. You had the pork for the hell of it. And for dessert you both ordered the Eucharist. But girl, if we ever see face to face, I'll go into full cardiac arrest. I knew from the moment we didn't kiss, you knew me better than I ever could have guessed. The coronation went over without a hitch. You don't remember a quarter of October. You left something I wrote on the note. Got my heart to me is no joke, you see. I know the mountains, the echo, the coral reefs. I know I told you I'd try and stay sober. You sort of laughed at the last word I spoke. Got my heart to me is no joke, you see. No, it's no joke to me, no.
Friends, allies, and advocates. Between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Callicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca. DULF.ca.
Did you hear that?
Through the best of times, through the worst of times.
Attention, attention, attention. All artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Now is the time to make your voice heard at the 3rd annual Anarchist Book Fair. We want you in all of your resistance to colonialism. We want to platform your rage against the current political climate and join hands with you in saying enough. We're looking for folks who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops on October 9th and 10th of 2025. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. You can email sponsorship@citr.ca to state your interest and be part of Anarchist Book Fair. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Hi guys, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Molly and Theo. Mozzie's Marshall the Clock.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there. I think that Harper has been trying to call in, my gorgeous girl, but her timing has been all wrong. So this is an invitation for anyone who wants to talk about moths or ask me about my experience with such. You need to ring in right now. Otherwise, I'm going to play some Mannequin Pussy and you're going to have no room to talk. I'm telling you, you've got like 10 seconds. And if you don't, I'm going to play I Don't Know You by Mannequin Pussy. See, I was at the Mannequin Pussy show on Thursday, and guess who had to leave alone and early? Men should not be in the mosh pit at the Mannequin Pussy show. I don't know if I should say this on air, but it's how I feel. They were very aggressive towards me. I have fragile bones. Also, I don't know if it's like, is it the place? What's your thoughts, Theo? Is it the time or place?
Well, I definitely have felt like, I think the time I saw Mac DeMarco live was the most aggressive crowd I've ever been in my life. So,
right?
Yeah, there's something about indie boys.
Yeah, not chill. Like, a lot taller than me, really pointy elbows. I don't think...
All wearing hats. They're also all wearing hats.
Probably. I mean, this crowd, like, the main issue with this crowd... I've got a Harper Johnson trying to put her two cents in. The main issue with this crowd was... The stench, and people were farting. With that, hi, Harper Johnson. Harper Johnson, is this you? The real thing?
It's me. Hold on, I have to turn off the live.
Hi, Diva.
Hello.
What's your purpose and intentions with calling in today, Harper?
Well, what a great question. So I would love to actually do a couple different things. I'd love to pose a question, request a song, and... What else? Maybe share a moth story.
You can choose two of those things.
Okay, delightful. First, my question. I was wondering, maybe this one's for the soil scientist in the room. Is diatomaceous earth mined? Like, is it actually earth?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not sure. I think it might be. I'm not sure where it would be deposited, though, if it is mine. But then again, how else could you get it? I doubt that you could, like, sift it out of something else. So, or make it. Like, you can't really make it. So it must be mine.
It's given Harper Johnson, like, a respiratory disease.
It has.
Should probably wear it. Yeah, probably wear a respirator.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
and the reason it can be bad for electronics is because it'll make little scratches. On the chips.
I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
Holy. What's your... I want your story, Harper. I don't want your song. Sorry.
Oh, my story would be, I don't know, are there any anecdotes I should add to our moth experience?
Honey, you've been living it. You tell me.
For those listening... I'm the person who discovered our moth infestation.
Thank you, sweetie. And I'm glad.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here to tell my tale. I can say that this afternoon we were still vacuuming up moths.
It's a lifelong journey. It's a lifelong journey. Having moths in your basement is like a lifelong... It's lifelong learning, actually.
Right?
You're always learning something. Like, you're always growing.
I feel like moths have really, like, kind of guided my time in Vancouver, too. Like, the...
Yeah? Yeah.
Literally. The looper moth outbreak, for example.
That's true.
I feel like that's been happening the entire time we've all basically been living here.
Through it now? Are we out the other side?
I think we're at the other side. for now.
Okay, what are we... God. Sorry to derail the conversation, but I was just reminded that brown marmorated stink bugs also were trying to invade our home. What do you know about that, Theo and Harper?
I don't personally know anything about that, really.
Really? Never mind. No one cares about the brown marmorated stink bug. They're horrible. They're so ugly, and they stink, and they lay eggs. It's horrible.
Guys, what do their eggs look like?
Earth is made from?
Nasty. What's that, Harper?
I was going to say, if for those curious, diatomaceous earth is made from the fossilized remains of diatoms, a type of algae found in ancient lakes.
Harper, Theo already gave us a lesson, don't you know? Silence on the line.
Oh, I know that, but I didn't realize that it was mined from lakes.
I was wondering if it would be, yeah, like trawled or something, but maybe it's also right? just from like empty lakes.
Like, I think so, ancient lake beds.
Yeah, a lot of soils form.
If anyone in the Vancouver lakes. Community wants to make a diatomaceous earth ballad, I would love to...
We made one while camping the other
night. Talk about my experience. Anyways, Harper, you need to wrap things up. We're entering the end of the hour.
Okay, well, I would love to request a song. Wait, you... Molly,
what if we had some Spleen Edition by S&P 500 on the roster? Come on now.
There's a Cocteau Twins song. There is a Cocteau Twins song called When Mama Was Moth. Did you know that?
I didn't. Okay, fine. We'll have some S&P 500 Spleen Edition followed by... Say the song, Harper.
When Mama Was Moth by the Cocteau Twins.
Thank you, my dear, and thank you to Theo for recommending the other tune. We're getting straight to it. We're running out of time. Bye, Harp. See you soon. And bye, everyone. Here is Spleen Edition by S&P 500. Love it. Gotta love it.